Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 13, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Klaviy launches KlaviScore. Klaviy, a Brazil-based software as a service, has launched KlaviScore, a credit score that uses data exclusively obtained through Open Finance. The Bay Pay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, Bay Pay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. Saudi Arabia sings in Mo with Standard Chartered Bank. Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Industry and Mineral Resources has signed in Mo with Standard Chartered Bank in order to improve investments in mining. Arab Financial Services partners with Brancas. Arab Financial Services, AFS, has appointed Brancas, a Singapore-based fintech, to provide new open finance infrastructure in the Middle East and Africa. MyShub Life partners EasyPay. India-based digital lending and full-stack financial service platform MyShub Life has partnered digital banking platform EasyPay to provide a line of credit for EasyPay merchants. Paysera invests in wind and solar parks to generate green energy. Fintech company Paysera has announced the acquirement of a 1.5 megawatt solar park and a 600 kW wind farm on the park's land in the southwest of Lithuania. JD.com to launch industrial version of ChatGPT. China-based e-commerce platform JD. Fist to spin off WorldPay merchant services business acquired in 2019. Global financial technology provider FIS has planned to undertake a tax-free spin-off of its merchant operations, the majority of which comes from WorldPay, as reported by Reuters. Atlantic Money expands across Europe. UK-based fintech startup Atlantic Money has announced the expansion of its international money transfer service to multiple other platforms and markets across Europe. Wise Key files public filing of registration statement for its semiconductor business. Switzerland-based cybersecurity company Wise Key has announced a public registration statement to make a partial spin-off of SEALSQ, WiseKey's semiconductor business. HIT Global buys Guard RFID to expand its healthcare offering. Identity solutions company HID Global has acquired Guard RFID, a provider of real-time location services in the healthcare space, to create a safer experience for patients and staff. Microsoft to abandon its industrial metaverse focused group. Software company Microsoft has planned to shut down one of its groups dedicated to the development and promotion of the industrial metaverse group. Kraken hit with $30 million US fine by the SEC. US-based cryptocurrency exchange Kraken has received a $30 million fine from the Securities and Exchange Commission for violating securities laws. PayPal halts stablecoin work due to crypto regulatory scrutiny. PayPal has decided to put its stablecoin project on pause for the time being as it tries to better understand the regulatory outlook of digital assets. Nets to recruit 50 software engineers for new Finnish innovation hub. Nordic payments processors Nets is to hire 50 software engineers to staff a new digital payments hub in Finland. Fist to spin off merchant business. FIS has confirmed plans to pursue a tax-free spin-off of its merchant solutions business in a bid to unlock shareholder value. Canadian SMEs keen on open banking. As Canada prepares an open banking regime, the country's small businesses are ready to seize the opportunity, according to a MasterCard survey. FTC orders MoneyGram to return $115 million to scam victims. More than $115 million in refunds are being sent to consumers nationwide as a result of a 2018 action the Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Department of Justice brought against MoneyGram for failing to crack down on scammers using their payment system. Teen card app Savvy goes live in UAE. Savvy, the financial platform designed for teens and young adults, today announced their official product launch in the UAE. Commerce Bank and T-Systems to deliver automated supply chain financial services. T-Systems and Commerce Bank have signed a cooperation agreement for collaboration in the industrial sector. Klarna reports boom in demand for BNPL in the home improvements sector. Air conditioning units, heat pumps and humidifiers are amongst the household items that soared in sales last year, according to data from Klarna, with consumers using the smooth payment provider for everyday household items. CMS first customer for NatWest Pay its reusable link. International law firm CMS has signed up to technology from NatWest's multi-award-winning open banking payment solution PayIt, to collect charity donations from employees for their charity partners using reusable link technology as part of their wider social impact program. Deutsche BRSE selects Google Cloud to underpin digital asset business. Deutsche BRSE has selected Google Cloud to provide the backbone for a new digital asset business platform that will aim to establish an institutional-grade ecosystem for crypto trading. Bloomberg, MarketAxess and TradeWeb select Finborn to build a fixed-income consolidated tape. Finborne Technology recently participated in a rigorous tender process, against a number of industry peers, to become the technology infrastructure provider for the Bloomberg, MarketAxess and TradeWeb initiative, to build a consolidated tape, CT, for fixed income in Europe. GCEX adds Komainu to custody panel. Digital prime brokerage GCEX, GCEX Group, today announced that it has partnered with Komainu, a joint venture between Nomura, hardware technology company, Ledger, and digital asset investment manager, CoinShares. Hargreaves Lansdown debuts online share exchange service. The new HL Share Exchange service makes it quicker and easier for clients to protect their investments and use their tax-free allowances. PSR sets out proposed plans for the reporting of authorized push payment scams. Today, the PSR has published its latest consultation on guidance to support payment service providers, PSPs, like banks and building societies, with providing correct data when they report their authorized push payment, app, scams data to the regulator. Nigerian digital bank Umba starts operations in Kenya. Nigeria-based digital bank Umba has announced it now operates in Kenya as it begins to expand across the continent. India is working on a regulated framework for digital credit. The Indian government has revealed its plans to introduce a digital credit framework regulated by the Reserve Bank of India. CoinCover raises US$30 million to fight hacking. UK-based fintech CoinCover has raised US$30 million and plans to use the funds to improve its digital asset protection capabilities. PSR drafts plan for reporting authorized push payment scams. UK-based regulatory body payment systems regulator, PSR, has recently published its latest consultation on guidance to help PSPs provide correct data when reporting their authorized push payment, app, scams. PayPal hits snooze on stablecoin. PayPal has paused work on its stablecoin just weeks before it had planned to unveil the project, according to Bloomberg. JP Morgan South Africa migrates to ISO 20022. JP Morgan, Johannesburg branch, has successfully migrated to ISO 20022 messaging standards for its domestic RTGS system, referred to as SAMOS, South African Multiple Option Settlement System. Wirex becomes global Visa partner. Wirex, a leading crypto payments platform, has signed a long-term strategic global partnership with payments company network, Visa. Driverly achieves FCA authorization for dynamically priced app-based insurance. Driverly has announced it has received direct authorization from the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, to sell car insurance after a thorough review of its processes and governance structure. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.